Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we have a lively conversation with Adam Koop.
You know, that guy tells good stories. There's a term for someone like that. I just can't remember it.
I know what it is.
What?
A storyteller. So, Patrick, before we get started here, we have a special guest, by the way. But before we get started here, I handed you a can when you walked into my house.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. It is called Dogfish Head Slightly Mighty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious about this. Well, okay. I say that in jest because I've already tried it. I'm very curious about your reaction to this because it's a craft brew light beer.
Mm-hmm.
95 calories, mm-hmm. 3.6 carbs.
That's incredible.
It's also low alcohol, 4%.
Yeah.
Which is only slightly ahead of, like, I remember 3-2 beer when I was a kid. But anyway, but you know, this could be the answer to my ever expanding gut.
Be. That's right.
If we like it, so let's give this a try.
All right, I can't wait to taste it. Ah, nice crack. Ah, give me another.
All right. You're done already? Wow.
That was one gulp.
All right.
Wow, it's very tasty.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's very crisp and light. I like it.
It does taste like a summer beer,
I'll tell you this. I've only had one sip so far, but it's a million times better than any Michelob Ultra you will ever drink.
Oh my God, that stuff is...
That stuff is really bad. But that's about... It's about the same, right? That's... It's
96,
about...
95 calories,
it's like 95 calories and about 3%. So, you know, 3 carbs. So this is a way, way better alternative.
I'm pretty excited
right
about
now.
This.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about this.
This goes to the top of the mountain.
Although,
a lot more beers.
I'm not a math expert. I'm not very good with math.
Neither am I.
But... If I drink twice as many of these as I do a normal beer, then it's really not helping me at all, is it?
No.
I got to be careful.
One day when we have some time, I'll tell you the experiment about O'Doul's. I went to 72. It didn't really work out very well. I wasn't feeling good.
Is that because it just has like a trace amount?
Right,
and you thought if I drink 72, that equal one beer?
Can't be in trouble. Yeah.
All right. Let's get out of this conversation right now. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we normally talk about music when we're not occasionally talking about beer.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to call up here on the Skype one of our earliest supporters of the show, Adam Koop in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, mm-hmm. Adam.
Koop. Hello, Jim and Patrick. How are you?
Doing good.
We are. We're doing well, obviously.
Yeah, we're doing good now.
Except for the gut. The reason why we want to talk with Adam, not just because he's a cool guy and we've had him on the show before, and he actually came by the house once.
Amazing.
Here
was
in Northern Virginia.
It was a great episode. I'll never forget that ticket stub episode. It's one of our favorites.
The ticket book.
People really
he and
like
his wife
that. Yeah.
compiled. It was wonderful.
Very cool.
I'm sure he's continuing to add to it, right, Adam?
I would imagine.
Yes, I am. And actually, I want to talk about that.
All right. Well, we will.
Great.
So, but the reason why we want to have Adam on today is because about 3 months ago or so, we launched our Patreon campaign, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the deal where people who like the show can contribute financially to keep it going. And Adam was one of the first people, jumped right in there and signed up.
Yep.
And so to thank him for that, we wanted to have him on the show. And
Absolutely.
We said, Adam, we will talk about whatever you want to talk about today. So what are we talking about, Adam?
I want to talk about a band called The Raconteurs.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
So before we get started, I would like to join you all as well.
Oh. Well done, sir.
Drinking Fall City Golden Ale.
Yes.
It is the official Louisville City beer. And they came out with the 2019 two-star back-to-back champion.
Two-time champions of the USL,
yes, that's right.
Jim.
We saw those cans. Did you bring those cans or did we see those cans?
I think
cans?
I brought a sticker. I got a sticker when I was in Louisville. Oh,
okay.
No. Coop bought some beer when he was here. Yeah, it was a different kind. Yeah, I don't know. They hadn't won two championships at that point. Maybe just one.
I think they... Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. But
they've updated the can.
There you go.
Now, when is the big Louisville City Loudoun United matchup? That's a suburb spot derby. Ooh.
Okay, so for people, it is. We have to make
a rivalry out of this.
For people who have no idea what we're talking about, so I live in Loudoun County, Virginia, mm-hmm. Northern Virginia, near Washington, D.C.
Right.
Patrick lives in the next county over, Fairfax County. And your daughter played for Loudoun
soccer. She did.
Right?
3 years for Loudoun soccer club.
It's a big soccer area
here.
It
really is. Yep.
And this season, we got a USL pro soccer team. That's like the next step down from MLS here in Loudoun County. It's called Loudoun United. Mm-hmm. Just brand new team. And that is the league that, of course, Louisville City, Adam's team, has won back-to-back titles, right?
So, that's right.
Yeah, so it's a new rivalry, budding rivalry, right?
Yeah, we'll have to look that up and see when that's happening.
But the weird thing is, Louisville is coming to town the end of July.
Okay, fantastic.
Except Loudoun Stadium is not due to be completed yet. So I guess they're going to play out in a field somewhere or something like that. And asphalt on a parking lot. No, they're going to play at the Audi Field.
Oh, okay.
Where the
fantastic.
DC United plays. Cool. But I don't know if I'm going to go to the Audi Field. Yeah. I don't know.
Might be kind of an empty feeling there, even with Louisville City. Yeah. Well, we'll just go and heckle
them. I think you should go.
Yeah, we'll go and heckle them.
We'll see. I'll have to see if any bands are playing that night or what have you. But if it were over here by the house, I would absolutely be there.
Perfect.
But anyway, so we'll see. We'll see. Next year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Okay. So anyway, we keep getting off track here. So
sorry.
We're going to talk about the Raconteurs.
Yeah, the Raconteurs. So just a little quick background there. Jack White, right? Jack White's a singer and guitar player in the Raconteurs, famously from the White Stripes. But this was a side project that actually got started. Their first album was in 2006. They put out a second album in 2008, and then they didn't do anything for 11 years.
Wow.
So they announced April 1st that they were putting out a new album. And then I know you guys toured Third Man Records. Did you get into The Vault at all?
I don't think we did.
So The Vault is like their fan club subscription service. So it's $60 a quarter. And each quarter you get a limited edition LP and 7-inch and extra swag. So I've been holding off on doing that. And almost everyone's some type of White Stripes or Raconteurs, Jack White, Dead Weather, all of his stuff, limited edition. And I haven't done it, but I finally pulled the trigger because on April 2nd, they announced that this Vault was going to be the Raconteurs' new album on limited edition neon green vinyl.
Whoa.
And it comes with a slip mat and a 7-inch of some early demos. So I finally bit the bullet and did it. What comes with The Vault is you get notified of special shows. So I signed up on a Tuesday. On Thursday, 2 days later, at 11 a.m., they announced that the Raconteurs were going to be playing at Third Man Records.
Oh, wow.
The following week.
Wow.
They were going to do two shows, one on Monday, one on Tuesday. So the thing is they announced it at 11 a.m. Tickets went on sale at 1 p.m.
Oh, boy.
For a show that was going to happen in 4 days. So I logged in at 1 p.m., immediately bought a ticket for the Tuesday show for April 9th. And I drove down there. And, man, I don't know if you all got to tour the Blue Room or not, but they have a showroom or a concert room there at Third Man Records. You couldn't tell it from the street, but it holds about 200 people. It's a really small room. And I got to see the Raconteurs. I was 10 feet from standing 10 feet from Jack White.
Wow.
They played the new album that's coming out from start to finish. And then they came out for an encore and played four songs from their first album. It was an incredible night. You know, Steady As She Goes is probably their most famous song, most popular song. But they're a little all over the place, right? I mean, they are a rock band, but they've got a lot of blues and a lot of folk, and they're eclectic. But yeah, definitely, if Steady As She Goes is the only song you know by them, definitely go deep on both of their albums, Broken Boy Soldiers and Consolers of the Lonely, because there's a lot of great stuff on those albums.
What was your impression, Coop, of the new material? Where do you think it sort of falls within the spectrum of what they've already done?
It falls right in line with what they've already done. I mean, they've released a couple. Well, they've released three or four songs from the new album, but the first single that they released was Sunday Driver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, it rocks. It's great. But then, you know, that 2.5 minutes into the song, there's this Beatlesque harmony breakdown, right? That in nice. This, in the middle of this rock song.
Nice.
On the flip side of that, the second single they released is Now That You're Gone, and it's much slower and much bluesier. So it's, I think they did a perfect job with the first two singles that they released, because it shows the range that they have.
So I think what people forget now maybe is that when the Raconteurs started, I'm looking this up, it was 2006 yep. was the first album. Jack White was still with the White Stripes
yeah,
then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this was, I think, one of the first times or he made a impression on people with like a bigger band.
Right.
You know, this is a four-piece band right. as opposed to always the drums and guitar thing he was doing. So now, you know, he as a solo artist, he does all kinds of stuff, and he, you know, he plays with the Dead Weather and he does all these things. But this was the first time I think you like heard him play really with, for most people, like with a full band.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the sound was great. And also the other really cool thing about the Raconteurs is the other guys in the band. So
yeah.
Brandon Benson, who I have some of his solo
he's
records,
cool.
he's a great sort of like power pop kind of
exactly
artist. And then the other two guys, I always forget their names here. I'm looking at it. Patrick Keeler and Jack Lawrence. They were in this band. They may still be. I don't know. But I knew them from a band called the Greenhorns out of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a garage rock
right.
band. So it all kind of fit together. And I always thought the Raconteurs, it seemed like it gave Jack White an outlet to sort of do maybe a little bit more like kind of tighter music in some way, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up, because actually when I first heard the Raconteurs, it made me go back and listen to the White Stripes differently, because in the White Stripes, I don't know, there's some sloppy guitar work, right? It's not
right.
perfect. And then you hear Steady As She Goes, or you hear anything else off that first album, and it's like, oh, but he's actually a really good guitar player, right? And I don't know, the White Stripes have a documentary concert DVD called Under the Great White Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. If you love the White Stripes, check it out. But it's where they play in Canada. But there's a quote that, you know, puts the White Stripes in a whole new perspective for me. He says, book only 4 or 5 days in the studio and force yourself to record an album in that time.
Mm.
Deadlines make you creative. But opportunity and telling yourself you have all the time in the world, all the money in the world, all the colors in the palette you want, that just kills creativity.
Mm.
So then you go back and you look like he's going for creativity. He's going for a feeling over nailing it, right? He would much rather go for an emotion than making sure that it's 100% perfect. So that kind of recontextualized the White Stripes for me.
Mm.
That's
really
why they're
interesting.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, and I see here that there's quite a lot of summer tour dates that the Raconteurs are going to be playing across America this summer, including here in the D.C. area at the Anthem. So that's slightly bigger
right.
than where Adam saw them at the Blue Room, which we did get to see when we were at Third Man in Nashville.
We
so.
Just got to see the room
just
itself.
The room,
we
yeah.
didn't, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't get to go to a show there. But
no,
yeah,
that's right.
But yeah, that also shows you just how big of a deal Jack White
yeah.
is, if his, you know,
side
project can play. That's a 6,000 capacity
yeah.
Room there.
It's
the,
a large
the anthem.
Place.
Mm-hmm. The but getting back to what Adam was saying too, I do think there's a lot of truth to that. People will misuse, I think, the phrase "think outside the box." That's, you know, was
yeah.
a big thing. I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, think outside the box, all that stuff. But what they miss with that part is that there's an actual box. Like
yeah.
you have to, with any kind of creativity or anything that's worth doing, you sort of have to understand what the limitations are, what the rules are, and then be as creative as you can within that
yeah.
and then maybe find ways that you can sort of break a rule here or there. But Jack White, I think, is definitely somebody who understands the idea that you first have to like really get a strong foundation down, understand what people have done before you, really practice that, and then, you know, build upon it in a way that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's well said. And also Adam mentioned the Dead Weather. I mean, that's a whole kind of another thing that he's done, you know, and he's done numerous collaborations, but the Raconteurs really does feel like his proper side project. And because of all the reasons you guys illuminated. So that's cool. And looks like the record's going to be coming out in June, right? Help Us Stranger, June 21. So, mm-hmm. we got the new singles until then, and maybe a couple more will trickle out, but that sounds cool, and what a unique experience to be able to see. That's worth it when to sign up for an early show, and that's the kind of early show you hear about, not just the regular tickets that, you know, early admission to or early purchase to other stuff.
That's right.
That's cool.
That is very cool. What a great experience.
So they were pitching it as a warm-up because that weekend, right, I saw they played the two shows Monday and Tuesday at Third Man. That weekend, they were headed to Australia to kick off their tour.
Oh, wow. And, that's amazing.
Fun fact, in Australia, they tour under the name The Saboteurs because there is an Australian band called The Raconteurs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I am actually in search of some Saboteurs vinyl, even though it's the exact same music. Did just a different jacket.
That's really funny. Yeah,
they have to tour as the Saboteurs in Australia.
That's funny.
I love that.
Just two more quick things about
trivia.
The show. Third Man Records did a fantastic job. So you go on their website, you purchase a ticket, they put your name at will call. You go to will call, you give them your name, and then guess what they give you? They give you a ticket stub. So yes.
Oh, nice.
I have a ticket stub for the booth. For the book, it's beautiful. I'll have to post a picture of it on Twitter for you guys.
Do that.
And then also right after the show, they announced we're going to have posters for sale over in the store. So as soon as the show was over, ran out, got in line, got a poster from the show. And when I was checking out, I overheard the guy that was ringing people up say, yeah, I think there's only 75 posters.
Wow, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Gig posters have really made a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
They're a big thing now.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess because of things like the disappearance of things like ticket stuff, stuff like that, it gives you a memento of that show,
amen.
Right?
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
Jack White.
Yes, that sounds like a great experience. So, and thanks, as always, Adam, for your support of the show.
Absolutely,
no problem. Thank you all for everything that you do. Keep it up.
Thanks, Coop.
So I want to mention to people that you can be like Adam. You can be like Coop. You can go
can't quite be that cool.
Yeah. You can strive.
That's right.
To be like Coop. How about that? And the way you do that is you go to patreon.com/suburbspod. And again, you can become a patron of our show. You get a sticker. Did you like the sticker, Adam?
I loved it. Thank you very much.
You get a Friend of Suburbs Pod sticker, which
those have been very popular.
Which it's a special design only for patrons. I think
that's
you'll
right.
like that. And depending on also what level you join, you can get some other cool stuff. So check that out, please. It will really help us out
and
keep the show going. So there you go.
That's all.
You know, one thing people don't realize, you know, if they're new listeners, right, they may not realize too that, but when I say keep it going, it's because we're doing this pretty frequently.
Every day is what we do.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yes. There is a box here that we
have. That's right.
which we perform. If you want to talk about Jack White, Raconteurs, any of that stuff, you can leave us a message,
612-440-1984.
We'll put your voice on an upcoming episode, or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get out of here. Is there a song we should play, Adam?
You know what? It's more of a low key song, but it's one of my favorites. It's called Carolina Drama. I don't know. I just it's a story song. It's more folky. Jack sings it. It's fantastic.
All right. So we'll leave you with that.
Perfect.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Thanks again to Adam Coop, and we'll talk to everyone else tomorrow.
Coop.
I'm not sure if there's a point to the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. It was a junk house in South Carolina, held a boy the age of 10, along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Woke up in the back of his truck to took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands, while the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man.
I'm not a math expert. I'm not very good with math.